Does Friendly have a taste? If it does, it's probably like Hello's peppermint-flavored anti-plaque and whitening toothpaste. Brush away plaque, show tartar who's boss, and remove surface stains to naturally whiten. Hello's thoughtful and flavor-forward products make brushing your teeth feel like a confetti-filled bathroom dance party. So say hello to Hello with the always cruelty-free, never tested on animals toothpaste that's made to spread smiles. Visit HelloProducts.com and let Hello add some everyday yay into your life.
Now more than ever, Lowe's knows you don't just want a low price, you want the lowest price. And with our lowest price guarantee, you can count on us for competitive prices on all your home improvement projects. If you find a qualifying lower price somewhere else on the same item, we'll match it. Lowe's, we help, you save. Price match applies to same item, current price at qualifying retailers. Exclusions and terms apply. Learn how we'll match price at Lowe's.com/lowest price guarantee.
Having MG can make cooking difficult, but over the years, I've found some really helpful tools and tips that I'm excited to share. Hi, I'm Alicia. I think cooking should always be fun, creative, and of course, delicious. These black bean burgers are hearty, full of flavor, and MG friendly. You're gonna love them.
Check out Alicia's Black Bean Burger cooking video and other recipes full of tips and tricks for managing common MG symptoms while cooking only at mg-united.com.
Ready? Let's cook.
Lowe's knows July 4th savings are worth celebrating. Get up to 40% off select major appliances and get an additional 10% off two or more select major appliances. Hurry! These July 4th deals won't last long. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 7/9. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Visit your nearby Lowe's on South High Street in Columbus.
This is Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi.
You ever wondered how the justice system could go completely off the rails? Well, let me introduce you to the latest chapter in the Richard Allen Delphi murder case. His defense team has just dropped a earth-scorching court filing accusing prosecutors of sitting on exculpatory evidence, including letters that could suggest someone else confessed. And if true, this isn't just a whoops, we forgot type moment. We're talking about potentially deliberate suppression of evidence that could have changed the entire outcome of Allen's trial. So what happens when prosecutors play keep away with evidence? Is this incompetence, arrogance, or a full-blown miscarriage of justice? And more importantly, what does it mean for Richard Allen's conviction? To help us break it all down, we have defense attorney and former prosecutor Eric Faddis with us. And Eric, as someone who's been, again, on both sides of the courtroom, which I love because you can give both perspectives here, how often do prosecutors accidentally forget to turn over key evidence when it's a case like this? And when does it cross the line into outright misconduct, not just we got so information, whoops, we thought we gave it to you?
Tony, it happens alarmingly often. People don't know about that, and the public doesn't always hear about it. But in so many cases, gosh, I don't know, around half the cases that I handle, it seems, there is at least some information that was supposed to be turned over to defense in fairness so that everyone can be on the same page, and it wasn't. And then in terms of, sometimes it's an accident, sometimes it's on purpose. The place where it really becomes a problem legally is when the evidence is material and exculpatory, meaning favorable to the defense.
And that's what we see, at least on the surface here with the Richard Allen trial, of some of the evidence that was not turned over, specifically what was brought to light. And this all happened before the attorneys for Richard Allen have now filed to appeal his conviction, and the Bridge Guy video has also been released. This is the filing right before that, where they really laid out everything in great detail with a lot of sarcasm. I have to say it was entertaining reading that filing. It was almost like a script. As I read it verbatim, I'm like, I could have written this. So I was impressed. But it focuses here on the possible exculpatory evidence of those Rishi Davis letters that allegedly contain information, and we've seen some, that do contain information about Keegan Klein, about Ron Logan, about the alleged confession. A lot of really serious accusations that if it's just a letter, if it's made up, could mean absolutely nothing. But these things were not turned over to the defense so they could thoroughly vet and look at them and make that determination themselves. Instead, Prosecutor McClellan thought, you know what? I'm going to do everybody a favor, and I'm just going to say right now, these are bunk. Nobody needs to see them. I'm going to save everybody the time of day. Then he put another jar of LA gear into his head. What's your thoughts on exactly how this went down? Do you think it's legit that, you know, he just forgot?
You know, it's always difficult to get into the motivations of a prosecutor and why they did and didn't do certain things. But one thing that's paramount here is it's not the prosecutor who gets to determine, hey, this evidence is good enough for the defense or legit enough, in my opinion. And so, yeah, we'll throw him a bone and we'll give it to him. The prosecutor doesn't get to say whether this qualifies as exculpatory evidence for the defense. It is for the defense to receive the information and review it and decide whether or not to use it at their trial. A prosecutor's unilateral opinion that, hey, I don't think this stuff is legit or I don't think it's that helpful for defense should not matter at all in terms of the decision about whether it needs to be turned over. It does.
I find that, yeah, I find the reaction that McClellan has given as being kind of shocking of just, yeah, I saw it, we saw it, but we didn't think it was anything. Again, knowing that's not his job to do that. I was expecting more of a whoops, we forgot, we didn't see it, or just something. Not, yep, I willingly didn't give it to you because I outright said no. Is this a Brady violation? I know that's what they're really looking at here. Where can this go? Where could this lead down the road here?
It sure smells like a Brady violation. For some people who might not know, a Brady violation is based on this Supreme Court case, Maryland versus Brady, where the prosecution did this exact same thing. They withheld exculpatory material, important information to the defense. And so the defense in bringing this kind of an argument about a Brady violation, that is a primary basis on which cases are often overturned. Convictions are often undone. And so it certainly is going in the direction of Brady. What defense is going to have to show is that it was material, meaning it was important to the case, and that it was exculpatory, meaning helpful for the defense.
The problem with all of that, though, likely a lot of this needs to be argued in front of Judge Gull. Which we know where that tends to go. So as things sit, can these things, I mean, can this go anywhere else? I mean, can a different court hear this complaint if they do file this as a Brady violation and bring this further? Or is this just going to sit in the ecosystem there of Delphi where, you know, no one can do any wrong if you're on Team Delphi?
Thankfully, there should be multiple layers of review. So even if Judge Gall looks at it and, you know, she has been, in my impression, extremely biased towards the prosecution, discounting meritorious arguments from the defense, for what reason? You know, a lot of people have speculations about that. But if she denies it, then it certainly can go to an appellate level where an appellate judge would look at it and say, hey, maybe this does look like Brady stuff. This does look like it could be helpful for the defense. It shows a potential alternative suspect.
Is this a conspiracy? Is this just small town politics? People acting too big for their britches, as I remember being told as a child, and really making dumb choices, but thinking that they have the right to do it. Maybe lack of experience, lack of reps in doing their jobs. I don't know. Where, you know, it can look like there's some real nefarious stuff going on here too, but there's a pattern of it. That's what makes it weird. It's not just like a one-off where it's like, oh, well, maybe they screwed up. It's like, oh, it seems anytime anything comes up here that could be exculpatory to Richard Allen, it's, we don't need that. Push that away. We're not going to talk about this. That's what makes this really dark and weird.
Yeah, totally. And in my experience, you know, there are some smaller, sometimes rural jurisdictions that are exceptional and they do everything by the book and they're great. And there are some that play super fast and loose. And if I do something I'm not supposed to, well, who cares? Because the judge, you know, is my neighbor for a few houses down. And, you know, I'm not saying that there is overt intentional impropriety necessarily. There might be, but they're just, like you said, they're develops this ecosystem, especially in these smaller towns and jurisdictions where people bend the rules and you all kind of know each other and folks often get away with it. But now we sort of have this spotlight, the public eye looking at this saying, hey, that doesn't seem right.
How do you lose evidence at this day and age? Look, I get it in 1988 when everything is in paper. And I mean, even then, I mean, come on. I mean, you can be organized. That doesn't seem to be that outrightly impossible, even with a lot of information. But today, so many things are digital. I mean, it's there. It's searchable. You can find this stuff. If you get the letters, unless you just don't file them and you don't turn it digital and you like literally toss them away, how do you lose them? Because there's accusations in here of some of these Richie Davis letters, not that they didn't exist, but whoops, we lost some of them. Some key ones that like talk about Keegan Klein and some of the things he was saying. That just happens to not be around. Keegan Klein, for those of you playing along at home, the child predator who was in communication with one of the girls and had plans to meet them the day they died. Nothing to see here, though. He's just a pervy child predator. We're going to get on a completely different charge later down the road. Again, how do you lose stuff? I mean, is it easy to lose stuff? Maybe I'm completely, you know, out of my lane here for saying that, but you're in this field.
Tony, the public would be aghast at how frequently this kind of evidence is lost, how frequently stuff turns up, in a detective's drawer or in a filing cabinet that people weren't looking at or whatever. And that is wholly unacceptable. Like you said, in this modern day and age, all of these law enforcement agencies need to have procedures where they receive evidence. It is stored digitally and otherwise in a secure fashion. And everyone in the case knows about it and knows what their duties and responsibilities are with respect to turning it over. These excuses that like, oh, oops, sorry. That just doesn't cut it for me.
That seems to be a lot of it. Of oops. And there, if you read the error affidavit that was filed by attorneys for Richard Allen, there's so many pieces. Anything that seems to be or could be exculpatory, they had to like beg for over and over and request and request and request, and maybe they got it. Sometimes they did, sometimes they didn't. Sometimes the answer was just the simple, we can't find it, or even worse, we accidentally destroyed it. Again, another one where it's like, you did what? How did you accidentally destroy it? I don't know if this is a pattern here in this department, but when you hear that we accidentally deleted it, like we're talking about with the DVR of the interviews with key suspects early on in the investigation, it's like the first 7 days of interviews just gone. Whoops, we recorded over it. We wanted to get the new Murder, She Wrote. Oh, wait, it's like a really old rerun, but can't get enough of that Angela. I mean, what the hell? How... When you have a pattern like this, is there no accountability? Because it seems like a pretty convenient excuse to use, and it's just kind of fully accepted of, that's what they did. It's gone. There's nothing we can do about it. But there's no accountability for those folks who do the deleting.
Yeah, I mean, Angela Lansbury is compelling, but she is not a good reason to essentially record over or lose evidence. And I'm talking to Jessica.
If it's Keith Morrison in Dateline, I get it. But Angela, no.
I just don't think they can play dumb kind of with a straight face here. Is it so severe incompetence that something really serious should be done? Or is it something more nefarious and something really serious should be done in terms of a benefit to Richard Allen in the case? I think either way you look at it, it has to result in some kind of measure of overt fairness to Richard Allen, which has been severely lacking throughout the entire case, in my opinion.
Want more on this case and others? Then press subscribe now and don't miss a moment of true crime coverage from Tony Bruschi and the Hidden Killers podcast.
Life with CIDP can be tough, but the Thrive Team, a specialized squad of experts, helps people living with CIDP make more room in their lives for joy. Watch Rare, Well Done.
An all-new reality series, Rare Well Done, offers help and hope to people across the country who live with the rare disease CIDP. Watch the latest episode now, exclusively on RareWellDone.com.
Lowe's knows July 4th savings are worth celebrating. Get up to 40% off select major appliances and get an additional 10% off two or more select major appliances. Hurry! These July 4th deals won't last long. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 7/9. Selection varies by location while supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Visit your nearby Lowe's on South High Street in Columbus.
Having MG can make cooking difficult, but over the years, I've found some really helpful tools and tips that I'm excited to share. Hi, I'm Alicia. I think cooking should always be fun, creative, and of course, delicious. These black bean burgers are hearty, full of flavor, and MG friendly. You're gonna love them.
Check out Alicia's black bean burger cooking video and other recipes full of tips and tricks for managing common MG symptoms while cooking only at mg-united.com.
Ready? Let's cook.
Lowe's knows July 4th savings are worth celebrating. Get up to 40% off select major appliances and get an additional 10% off two or more select major appliances. Hurry! These July 4th deals won't last long. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 7/9. Selection varies by location while supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Visit your nearby Lowe's on South High Street in Columbus.
Life with CIDP can be tough, but the Thrive Team, a specialized squad of experts, helps people living with CIDP make more room in their lives for joy. Watch Rare, Well Done.
An all-new reality series, Rare, Well Done, offers help and hope to people across the country who live with the rare disease CIDP. Watch the latest episode now, exclusively on RareWellDone.com.
Lowe's knows July 4th savings are worth celebrating. Get up to 40% off select major appliances and get an additional 10% off two or more select major appliances. Hurry! These July 4th deals won't last long. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 7/9. Selection varies by location while supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Visit your nearby Lowe's on South High Street in Columbus.
Having MG can make cooking difficult, but over the years, I've found some really helpful tools and tips that I'm excited to share. Hi, I'm Alicia. I think cooking should always be fun, creative, and of course, delicious. These black bean burgers are hearty, full of flavor, and MG friendly. You're gonna love them.
Check out Alicia's black bean burger cooking video and other recipes full of tips and tricks for managing common MG symptoms while cooking only at mg-united.com.
Ready? Let's cook.
Lowe's knows July 4th savings are worth celebrating. Get up to 40% off select major appliances and get an additional 10% off two or more select major appliances. Hurry! These July 4th deals won't last long. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 7/9. Selection varies by location while supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Visit your nearby Lowe's on South High Street in Columbus.
Life with CIDP can be tough, but the Thrive Team, a specialized squad of experts, helps people living with CIDP make more room in their lives for joy. Watch Rare, Well Done.
An all-new reality series, Rare, Well Done, offers help and hope to people across the country who live with the rare disease CIDP. Watch the latest episode now, exclusively on RareWellDone.com.
Lowe's knows July 4th savings are worth celebrating. Get up to 40% off select major appliances and get an additional 10% off two or more select major appliances. Hurry! These July 4th deals won't last long. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 7/9. Selection varies by location while supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Visit your nearby Lowe's on South High Street in Columbus.
Life with CIDP can be tough, but the Thrive Team, a specialized squad of experts, helps people living with CIDP make more room in their lives for joy. Watch Rare, Well Done.
An all-new reality series, Rare, Well Done, offers help and hope to people across the country who live with the rare disease CIDP. Watch the latest episode now, exclusively on RareWellDone.com.
Lowe's knows July 4th savings are worth celebrating. Get up to 40% off select major appliances and get an additional 10% off two or more select major appliances. Hurry, these July 4th deals won't last long. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 7/9, selection varies by location while supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Visit your nearby Lowe's on South High Street in Columbus.
Sally from finance loves fly fishing. She used to spend her weekend surrounded by receipts. Then she switched her company to Ramp. Now, spend is all under control, all in one place. Her team submits their expenses with a text, and she can close the books without all the busy work. So Sally's weekends are all her own, surrounded by fish, not receipts. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.